Thank you. Our first and only item of all business this evening is case number 12407, Coleman Revocable Trust seeks variances from the side yard setback requirements for a proposed structure, sections 115.34 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. And members remember that this was tabled from the meeting of February 3rd of this year, and the record was left open for the submission of additional documents.
And it was also, I believe, left open, Mr. Whitehouse, to allow for answers for the board to ask questions and for the applicant to answer any
questions correct.
Related to that submission. So,
but he's not here.
We could ask, do we know if someone's here for that, Mr. Whitehouse?
So the applicant did contact me saying, do I need to be here? And the answer is, well, you've submitted it and it may be helpful to be here, but there is no absolute need if there was no questions asked. So I haven't seen the applicant's representative here this evening. So.
Okay. Oh, I have some questions. He did state that he would be watching it online, so he may have a chance to email some comments in. Okay. Well, let's get started and I'll...
Yes, perhaps if that's the case, if the board wished to have review the materials that are here, and then, frankly, if the applicant is not going to be here, I wish he was here. I suppose we could leave it open for the 5 minutes to see if he submits any comments, but I suspect the board wanted a little more repartee, perhaps, with him regarding the submission.
And that is perhaps a failing on my part for not being insistent on having the applicant's representative here. It may be beneficial to, if the board does have questions, it may be worth outlining what they are, and it may be worth tabling, if depending on the extent of the question. Questions.
So my question are, go ahead.
Before you start, should we confirm that the applicant is not?
I think that would make sense.
In the
you read my mind, Dr. Carson.
And or representative, and then
I agree.
And then go from there.
He's not present, so.
So we have not approved this. My question is, have they cleared everything away? And what happens if it doesn't get approved?
So what's the condition of the lot now?
Well, there was supposedly two dwellings to be removed.
I'm familiar with the area. I drive by it every day. That area is completely cleared.
I guess the question I would have for you all is the fact that it's cleared relevant to the determination as to whether...
No, but if they've started construction, then there's an issue.
Well, I guess that would be a question that you could ask them, had they started construction. I mean, certainly clearing of the property would be...
That doesn't have any effect.
Correct.
There.
But if they started construction without...
Mr. Williamson, just because we have everybody out there, these mics do tend to be kind of sensitive. It's a little more, we should try to keep one talker at a time if we could, even more so than we normally do.
And to clarify, I'm not aware of building permits being pulled because that is largely dependent on the variance application we have at the moment. So.
Those were the questions that
I had. Have they taken the trees down or have they taken the houses down?
So that I'm not aware of, but I'm not aware of construction starting because I'm not aware of permits having come in and being sought because those are dependent on this. So if they are the only questions, then I do not believe we need the applicant here to answer them. I think we're capable of addressing them from the information we have as staff. But if you had further questions beyond that, then it may be necessary to table. So
he's not started building at all there?
I'm not aware of any bits of building starting outside. There may have been some preparatory works. They could clear every tree on that lot, and there is no control that we would have over that. So there could have been tree clearance, if that is the question. So
could have, and they could have started building, and we not know it.
Well, they could.
Without a permit.
They also could have started building perhaps on the other two lots that are part of that as well, as I recall. Correct, Mr. Whitehouse?
Possibly. And
that may be.
It depends on what you say by building, because they could undertake preparatory works prior to while this is progressing. So I don't know. I have no knowledge of what is currently on site.
Okay.
I don't see anything like any kind of heating and air or anything on this side that might actually be.
As I recall,
further,
it was underneath the unit, underneath the structure. Is that right, Mr. Whitehouse?
Correct. And there is a letter from Mr. Ken Christenberry, dated February 5th, which states that the submitted drawings show the house footprint of 28 by 60 feet. The HVAC unit will be located within the footprint in the area under the home. The back stair and landing area is also within the 28 by 60 footprint. So if that answers the question.
Now, one point I did have, and it just came to my mind, so I wanted to bring this up to Mr. Whitehouse. It does appear to me that there would also need to be a variance on the one side of the house. And I apologize, I can't tell if it's which north, south, east, or west side, but there appears to be some steps that would be even with the house that would also be in that side yard setback. Although they may not need it, because they could project, could they?
They can, and they are open to the sky, so they can encroach.
So those steps are okay, so it's just the dwelling then.
So how about the fireplace? Can they bump out that far?
Fireplaces may project, if they are fireplaces. So
that's what it says.
Yep. And the drawing does say it's a fireplace. So,
yeah.
So the apparatus associated with the fireplace can encroach into the yard setback. And that's covered for in the code.
Gotcha.
So are there any other questions from members of the board?
So the screen porch and all that's covered, right? In the front?
They are showing that to be within.
Within that, okay.
Within the buildable area, covered by the variance. The only question that we had was the steps.
That's
and the fireplace.
Okay. So they have a little bit of leeway because their survey says 30, but their building in the house is 28. Correct?
So the drawing actually says
this drawing here that he submitted 28 house width by 60. But on this survey, it says they're just showing the building restriction line, right?
I think that's the front yard
setback, right?
Where it says 30 BSL.
But one house looks wider than the other.
It very well may be that lot two is 10 feet wider, so they have more room.
So they have more room, okay.
Yeah, I think what they did was they reestablished the existing lot lines that existed prior to zoning.
For these lots to be approved.
That's correct.
Was the hearing left open? Do I have to close it?
You can, if there's no additional question that you believe the applicant is required to answer in order for you all to make a judgment, you could close it. If you felt that there were questions that needed to be asked, we could handle it one of a couple ways. One would be leave it open for another hearing date where he could be here to answer those questions. Another, given these kind of unique circumstances, would be perhaps that the board could send questions in writing and expect written responses back. I'm not sure that that's needed, but if you had it based on the questions that you've asked, I don't know that those are necessarily needed to answer whether or not he's met the standards or not. The other way would be to close the record based on what you have in front of you and that no additional questions of the applicant were needed.
How does the board feel? Do you feel that we need more answers?
No? I'm ready.
We're ready. Okay, I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Do we need to wait 5 minutes or anything?
No, because this is not one with public comment.
Okay.
Correct. If there's a motion or the board wishes to defer action again.
I will entertain a motion to either act on it or defer action to our next regular meeting.
What kind of variance are we asking for? He's asking for how much?
From the side yard setback.
Yeah.
And it is, if I remember correctly,
it was 2 feet from each side.
From the tent.
From each side.
From each side. I've kept the steps.
The steps would not need it. The steps are allowed to encroach
steps
5 feet.
And the fireplace too, right?
The fireplace is allowed to encroach as well. Correct. So this is just for the dwelling.
Is it just for one lot or all of them?
It's just for the one lot, lot one.
So they would like two lots where before they only had one lot.
I believe it's three lots where they had one, correct?
Correct, but that configuration depends on this variance being successful.
They had two existing dwellings before.
Correct. Yeah, essentially what happened was there was a property that had been subdivided prior to zoning. It was later consolidated into one lot. They now seek to re-subdivide it. I will note that had they done the re-subdivision 2 years ago, they would have benefited from the small lot ordinance, which would have had side yard setbacks of 5 feet. But because this lot was technically re-subdivided after March 20th of 2018, the applicant does not get the benefit of the small lot ordinance. So that is something that I believe Mr. Whitehouse raised at the last hearing when bringing your attention.
And I believe Mr. Christenberry spoke to that effect as part of his testimony as well. So,
but we could turn it down and they would only be able to build one house on that. Have 99, not 100 feet frontage.
Well, no. If the board were to deny it, they would have two lots there. It doesn't matter. This isn't taking away the right to subdivide it. This is just whether they could build what they're proposing to build on lot one. So that part, you know, the fact that they've already subdivided, that ship has sailed. It's just a matter of their ability to build on lot one as they're proposing to do.
And if it got turned down, then they would only be able to...
They would have to build within that setback.
And that would, how wide would that house be?
It would be 4 feet less.
So 24 feet wide.
Correct. So they'd have to build in compliance, which is a 10-foot side yard. So.
So they are starting with a clean slate.
I don't know that they've met the standards to convince me that they couldn't build a house 24 feet wide and put it in there.
As far as not altering the essential character of the neighborhood, that is a wooded road. It's always been a wooded road. It's a private, that road is a private area or private road that goes back to area now that is just cleared. And that is, I know that is already done and they can build these other two homes, but it's completely changed the character of the neighborhood.
Already.
So we deny it, he can still put the lot up on, house up on number two. Number one, you know,
just make 24 foot wide.
Yeah.
He would have to build a smaller unit.
Smaller unit. Than
that. He's still gonna build it.
Yeah. Okay. I will entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we deny case 12407 for Coleman Revocable Trust. For the request of variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Again, I believe the practical difficulties being created by the applicant, this is a completely cleared area and they still choose to build something that's not in conformity. And also, again, I stated earlier, the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. A little late for that, but because that's already cleared, but it does. That's my motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Carson?
Nay.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for my reasons.
An aye for the reason, so with a vote of 4-1, the application is denied. An aye for the reason, so with a vote of 4-1, the application is denied.